Yo, 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 welcome back to the Urban Vibe Podcast. I'm here with the guys, Peyton and Caden. And today we are talking about March Madness first weekend, the first and second round of March Madness. Now, it was a good weekend.
It was a pretty good weekend. We had some upsets.
Yeah, but we also, well, not really though. It was mainly chalk. We had High Point.
We did get beat.
Yeah, and yeah. But yep. High Point, that first game, did you watch it?
I didn't.
Oh my God, it was electric. Did you watch it? The High Point Wisconsin game?
That was game.
That Chase Johnston guy?
High Point Wisconsin, I didn't watch that game.
No, he pulled up from like the logo with like 30 seconds on the shot clock.
That man's wild, bro.
But he made it.
He sold them in that second game versus Arkansas, though.
He was a one-game Cinderella.
Yeah, one-game Cinderella.
Yeah.
He went like, what, 2-for-7 from the three that second game?
Yeah, I don't know. But I thought I had Wisconsin going deeper, like Elite Eight. But
the big Cinderella question is Texas your 2025 Cinderella?
No. You know who my Cinderella is. The Iowa Hawkeyes.
That's just glaze.
How did they beat Florida? Let's talk about that.
Yeah, how did they beat Florida?
You want my honest answer?
Yeah, let's go.
They got outcoached. Florida got outcoached.
They did.
By Ben McCollum.
Which is sad.
That is not sad. Ben McCollum saved my life. Listen, okay. I don't know if you've ever watched an Iowa game this year, but their whole MO is pace, slow pace. They don't even run a play until 10 seconds left on the shot clock.
It's like we're back in the Fran McCaffrey days.
Well, no, Fran McCaffrey, he had offense. He didn't have defense, but they wait till 10 seconds to run their play, and then they shoot the ball with like 5 seconds on the shot clock, which is their whole MO. They average the least amount of possessions in college basketball, but they're a 23-win team. So Florida, they can't play that slow, right?
No, they got their high intensity.
Yeah, they're high intensity. They're big. They're fast. They can shoot. Like, they can't play that slow. So McCollum really slowed the whole entire game down, especially – did you guys watch the game?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So you saw the punch being thrown?
Yeah, he should have been ejected.
No, he was going for the ball. And I'll die on that.
He should have been ejected. Punch is a punch, dude.
Dude, he was going for the ball.
Punch
Anyways,
is a punch.
That got us all fired up. McCollum and Todd Golden were like
– going at it.
Yelling at each other. I thought they were going to fight. And P.S., you don't want to mess with those corn-fed boys.
But no, you don't.
You don't. But that really changed everything.
Four digits are scary.
Yep.
No.
What?
That guy in the stands is scary with the huge arms.
Yeah, you saw that? They got to show him and the girl for no reason.
Dude, he can lift like 1,000 pounds with his arms.
Yeah, that's roids. That's roids for sure.
Yeah. But McCollum really slowed down the game. Sturts didn't play well at all, but they still got the job done, which...
0-for-9 from the three.
Which is crazy to me that they won the game. Because they were up by like 10 at halftime or something. And I was like... Yeah, there's no way we win this game.
Yeah, and it just kept, and especially when it.
And they just kept answering back.
Yeah, they did. With like BS though, like lucky, like a random put back here or some lucky backdoor cut.
Yeah, because they were down like 4 with like 4 minutes left or something.
Yeah, like 63-67, yeah.
Cooper Koch, our forward, hit a guy was standing right in front of his face on top of the key, just
smacked a three. Yeah.
He just hit a three in his face, and that's kind of what started it for us.
Was that the one where he like he rejected the handoff? Yeah.
And Tavion Banks, if you guys know who that is, went absolutely crazy. He's fearless. He just goes to the rim, doesn't even care who's in there, and he just puts the ball in the hoop.
It was a fantastic game, I will say.
It was like top three of the tournament, I think.
Yeah.
That's a little glazed, but
what do you think?
I don't disagree.
I mean,
with
obviously
that.
The High Point game was good, but also
High Point.
Nebraska versus Vandy. You guys probably didn't watch that game.
No, what I did watch was Siena versus Duke.
Bro, Siena versus... No, that was actually a...
That was
they
a
almost
game.
Pulled that up.
Bro,
I was going for Siena, bro.
Bro, why would the coach run a whole game with no substitutions, bro? That's what...
Did they actually not sub anything?
They didn't sub anyone the whole
until
game.
Until the last 20 seconds, bro. You put one
that doesn't
in.
Even
oh
count.
Oh, my God.
Siena played... every player played 40 minutes.
Yeah, and they were...
And they almost won.
And they were outplaying like Duke, but they just got tired.
They just got tired, yeah. They got that little guy who was shooting threes all game.
Yeah, that what was it, Bry or something like that?
Yeah, I couldn't tell you.
They had their guard was pretty nice. I think the most exciting player to watch was Rob Martin of High Point, the point guard.
Rob Martin?
Yeah, the little 5'10".
I think it's either him or Acuff.
Yeah, Acuff. But that
Acuff went crazy,
bro.
The first two games.
Bro, Acuff is genuinely unstoppable.
Dude, he's gonna be so. He's a freshman, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, if he comes
True
back,
freshman.
He's gonna be so good.
I think
Arkansas is a sleeper too.
Yeah, I think he might have earned himself a top 5 pick this year, Acuff.
Yeah, he might be better than Darren Pierce.
That's what I'm saying.
Which is crazy.
Because, I mean, he's 6'3", but...
He can do it all. He's like Allen Iverson in my eyes.
And who's a 6'3 guard? I mean, you got Brunson 6'1, Curry 6'3.
Who else? Curry 6'3?
Yeah.
But Acuff doesn't play like them. He plays own game. He
plays like Ant Edwards a little bit.
Yeah. He's going to be so good.
So, it's going to be interesting to see how he plays out in the NBA. I don't know, though. Do you guys think Cameron Boozer is going to be good in the NBA,
though?
Dude,
all his points are free throws.
That's what I'm saying.
Half his points are free
throws. They're talking about a second overall pick on him. I'm thinking, bro, how tall is he? 6'10". He's a worse version of Luka Garza. Bro.
Is Garza still in Des Moines?
No, he's on the Celtics.
He gets minutes.
He gets good time.
I didn't know that.
He's averaging like 9 points on like 70% from the field.
He's not Tyrese Haliburton, but.
All right.
Maybe we should talk Iowa State. Who'd they play? Kentucky.
Yeah, we played Kentucky second round.
Kentucky has no big,
and
by
they wiped
the
floor, but they don't have Jefferson, so.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. That Iowa State was down a guy, too.
Biggest question is he coming back?
That's what I'm
thinking. I think if they win their Sweet 16 game, he comes back. I don't think he's back next.
We have a chance to play Michigan.
Isn't it Wisconsin or something like that? Nebraska, right?
Iowa State versus Tennessee.
Tennessee
can shoot the lights out.
Yep.
That's the only
problem. They also don't guard the 3-point line.
Yeah, but neither do you guys. You don't guard the corner. You ever notice that?
A little bit.
Only on the opposite end, though.
I'm a ball watcher, so. They leave the corner open.
No, they do. But they have. I would say has like the best rotation.
They have a great rotation.
Any team in the tournament.
Because you can't pass it to the paint against.
That's what I'm saying. Because they have those two bigs that are just floating around that can really guard one through five, but they don't leave the corner. They don't leave the open side corner. They leave the
far corner.
The far corner.
Yeah.
So you got to make a skip pass, and a lot of guys don't do that.
Because that's gonna be interesting. Because Tennessee can shoot like crazy, and I don't know if Iowa State. You think they're gonna win?
Taman Lipsy got to score another 25 points.
Dude, that was crazy. Legacy game. Oh my God.
Five steals. What was it? Like six rebounds. 10 assists.
He had a double-double. Assists.
Yeah, he was going nuts.
Bro, I've never seen anything like that.
He had that little three off the screen.
He's going to get drug tested or something.
Yeah, he might actually. Dude. Bro, there was that one play. He had the big man on him, and he like hit the hesitation to the right and then drove baseline. I'm like, oh, that's an easy layup. Then he just backs out to the corner for the three and splashed it. I'm like, nah, this man's in his bag.
I've never seen him make a three.
Serious?
Does he make threes?
Bro,
he
all the time.
No, 32%. He's just a 30% three-point shooter.
Yeah, like, no.
He's below
but
average.
I like his... And I'm an Iowa State hater, so I'll give him credit.
Yeah, we know.
I'll give him credit, but I like his bump fade.
Yeah, his bump fade's nice.
Dude, you can't really stop that.
No, I wish he would be more aggressive downhill, though. I feel like he
kind of... That's not the kind of player he is, though.
But he has the ability, though.
I know.
I've seen him have that good, like you said, the bump, or he'll even have a good jump stop pump fake. Like, he has a lot of moves.
His midi is tough.
That's what I'm saying. But he doesn't like to really try to attack.
He's more of a facilitator.
It's either he just gets the pick and roll and shoots a wide open shot, or he just passes.
He's a pass first guard.
Yeah.
Yep.
But... That was a crazy game. That's never happening again, though, by the way.
Is that his career high?
Yeah.
26?
Yes, that's his career high.
Maybe. Probably.
His career high in assists and, maybe not assists, but his career high in points.
It is, yep, that was his career high.
Wow.
That's nuts. His previous career high was 25 points versus Mississippi State.
Okay, well.
That's honestly insane.
I could do that.
He hit 26 against the Blue Blood.
That's what I'm saying.
In the NCAA tournament?
That's nuts.
Kentucky's hardly a
blue. And now, what? And it was his career high in tennis. I think it was also his career high in assists.
Oh.
Wow. He had literally the best game of his life.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
The peak game of his life.
And on like a.
Is that his peak? Did he just peak right there?
He just peaked.
Nah, he's still on the up.
Is he?
Is he?
Yes.
Is he?
I think he's just doing that because Jefferson's not.
And
there.
He had five steals, not to mention.
Well, he always has five steals.
Yeah, he averages like seven. I swear, bro.
Right.
That's nuts.
But he played well. I think he doesn't do that again because the four games before that, he went like 1-for-10 in all of them.
I think it's crazy that his career high is 26, though.
Okay.
And he's getting his jersey retired.
So, tomorrow.
The thing is about that, there's already going to be a number three in the rafters.
Who's the other number three?
Melvin Edgem, All American.
Never
like
heard of
Big
him.
12 player of the year.
Or like from 1940?
Probably.
2007. I thought it was...
Okay.
I didn't like it personally because I thought that was Lipsy's number.
That's
and like that should have been
to
all
Nick
him.
Collison on the Thunder.
Nick Collison.
Nick Collison.
Random role player, bro.
He's got his jersey hung.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he's the only person to ever have their
was
jersey
he also
hung.
On the Seahawks? Or an Supersonics?
Yeah, Supersonics. Are they bringing that back? Supersonics?
They are. Yeah, they're trying to bring back... Yeah, they are. And they can steal one player from every team.
It would be cinema if KD retired with
them. Are you being serious?
Yeah. There's like only NBA teams can only protect 8 players from their roster, and then every other player is available to get stolen.
Give them Lou Dort, bro.
Lou Dort.
That expansion team is gonna have like, bro. I wonder who's gonna be the star on that team, bro.
It's gonna be all the players that no one wants.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's gonna be like
Podzemski.
I honestly think first season they shock some people.
You think so?
Yeah.
Funny.
I mean, they get like the equal best rights to the number one overall pick, so they could get.
Acuff.
They could get Acuff, bro.
Who's the other expansion team then? Is it?
Because they got to do two, right?
So yeah.
Even it'd probably be Vegas. I think they're saying Vegas
and, or like Seattle. Vancouver.
Yeah, Vancouver,
Seattle.
That just doesn't work out like regionally, though. It's weird. Cause you have all those teams on the coast,
and then like barely any on the east.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because really, who's over on the east? You just got. I mean, you want to consider Chicago an east team? Then you got Michigan with the Detroit Pistons. Then you got New York has a few teams though.
New York's got two.
The Nets and the Knicks. Is that it?
I think so.
And then they got the Hawks for Atlanta, and that's pretty much about it.
They need more East teams, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
So Boston.
Oh yeah, Boston. And that's pretty much it for the East. Oh, is Indiana.
Florida? Is there someone in Florida?
Indiana. Yeah.
Oh yeah, Magic and the Magic. Heat.
Oh yeah.
Did you see the Heat when you were there?
No,
did you
I
see their arena?
To, bro. I wanted to. Oh, I
Mr. 83.
I know. I think that happened like the day before I went.
That was so weak. Anyways. Okay.
It's 83 points, though.
Tomorrow.
I did buy a Shaq jersey when I was in Miami.
A Miami
Heat Shaq jersey.
We all know that picture. Store.
Yeah.
Wasn't he on the Celtics, too?
Oh, yeah. He's been on everything.
Suns, the Cavs.
That was just when he was washed, though. His prime was the Lakers.
His last prime was the Heat, Magic. Too, though. The Heat, he was actually good. He was averaging like 23 and 10.
All right, so we need picks for tomorrow's games.
Okay, Purdue versus
Texas. Purdue. Texas's run ends here.
Did you see that Braden Smith, though, had like 9 turnovers and shot 20% in that win?
Really?
Braden Smith is so overrated.
Yeah.
When Iowa State came into Mackey. Yeah.
He's overrated as a scorer.
Is he better than Taman Lipsey?
All time or right now?
Right now.
I would say.
Peak Braden Smith is better than peak Lipsey, obviously.
Yes, yes. But I would give it to Smith for the height advantage.
I would give it to Smith.
Aren't they the same height?
I would give it to
Smith. I thought he was like 6'5".
No, Braden Smith is like 5'10", 5'11".
I think I would give it to Smith before Taman Lipsey dropped 25.
Yeah,
and 10.
Yeah, literally. Yeah.
Like what?
That game was nuts, bro.
All right, so we got Purdue that game then? Versus Texas? Well,
I'm taking Texas.
Really?
Yeah.
You're really taking the Cinderella.
Who is Texas's big?
I can't name a single Texas player.
Neither can I.
Neither can I.
But they're in the 3-16, so.
I'm taking Texas.
But they beat BYU, which...
Bro,
AJ DeBonsa?
He dropped, what, 35?
35
right?
And
yeah,
10.
And none of his team helped him.
Yeah, he's got to go to the draft at this point.
Yeah, I don't know why you think another year.
Arizona versus Arkansas. Ooh.
Arizona. I'm taking Arizona.
Acuff might go for 40.
Bro, Acuff might go for 40. Who are they going to have guard him? Well, Acuff got no defense, though. He was getting lit up by Rob Martin.
Yeah, you could tell he's more of a offensive-minded player. But Arizona, they're like a powerhouse.
Yeah, they're.
How could they lose?
But they don't have that superstar, though.
They don't.
I don't know.
They just play a bunch of team basketball, yeah, which is...
They have a bunch of good athletes. Like Michigan, bro. You're right. I watched Michigan.
Dude, they're unstoppable.
Well, because they have a freaking 7'3 big, and then they take him out. They have another 7-footer, and then they have another... Bro, their whole lineup is like 6'8".
I know. It's crazy. We'll get to them.
We'll get to them? All right.
Yeah. So I got Arkansas. I'm not betting against Calipari.
Yeah.
You're taking Arkansas?
Yeah, Calipari is going to outcoach Arizona's coach.
That's a good take.
That'd be a crazy upset.
I think Acuff is the best player in the tournament. At least if we're talking just college.
Like left? I think he's the best player left.
Oh, yeah, because there's no Peterson. Yeah, so he's easily the best player left.
It's either him or Lundenberg or Cameron Boozer.
Yeah, Cameron Boozer's
so overrated.
Overrated, bro. So overrated.
I think if he were to play...
In the NBA, what is he going to do against a 7-footer in the post?
Nothing. Oh my God! Nothing.
Like what?
He's got heft on him, but that's about it.
I think if Duke were to play any of the one seeds in Iowa State and Houston,
I mean, I think he averages like 22 a game, but 10 of them are free throws.
Yeah, and
he doesn't make like he makes like 80% of them.
And they also have that they have that one sophomore that's really good at shooting.
Oh, Isaiah Evans.
Yes,
he's gonna be good.
Yeah, he's an NBA player.
He is good now, but
he's tough. Okay. I think he should get the ball more. I think that them not putting the ball in his hands as much is what's like costing them to not.
So play. Duke versus St. John's.
That's a good game. Rick Pitino, you got to take Rick Pitino.
I'm taking St. John's.
I want Rick Pitino to win a championship so bad,
just so I can see him have a straight face after winning, bro.
Bro, did you watch
the game? Bro, he didn't even like.
He hit the game shot. He was like,
He almost looked pissed off about it. Like, he was low-key mad about it.
Yeah, because, well, they were up by like 10 the whole game.
Is he the Kurt Cignetti of college basketball?
Bro, he is... Something like that. He's the Rick Pitino of everything. Bro.
He's the Rick Pitino of Rick Pitino.
He's Rick Pitino, bro.
You can't beat him.
Rick,
if he pulls up in a white suit, it's over
it's
for dude.
Bro, it's over. It's Rick, over Rick Pitino, bro.
God, he's got so much aura.
Way too much, bro. I'm not
way too
lie.
Much.
Way
but too much. I think we're all picking St. John's, right?
I'm picking St. John's.
I want St. John's to win. Duke's a pretender. We all know that.
They are.
When was the last time they won anything?
2014.
Yeah, like before I was able born? To form a sentence.
Before you were born?
Yeah. All right, so next, Houston, Illinois.
Ooh. Ooh, Illinois.
But it's in Houston.
Bro, yeah, I saw that they had the Florida game in Florida.
I know, that was some BS, I'm like, bro.
That's some BS.
This cannot be fair.
Bro, I thought they weren't supposed to have, like, unfair
They're supposed
advantages.
To be, like, neutral, but it was in Florida.
No, they're supposed to be regionalized.
It was, oh, really?
Yeah. So would that mean that there's a possibility that Iowa State could play in Des Moines then?
If they have it in Des Moines,
yeah. Yeah. That's possible.
So you can okay. So they do. It
but
is like
it
luck.
Seems unfair.
Which I'm pretty sure 2027 or 2028 is back in.
Yeah, next year is in
next year.
Yeah.
So it seems unfair.
Iowa State one seed in the Midwest.
Like if you go to Florida and you play Florida, it's gonna be all Florida.
Yeah, it's
fans.
Not fair at all.
It's that's
yeah.
like a home game for them.
Yeah,
but we still
and they still won. That's the craziest part.
All right. So Houston versus Illinois.
I think Illinois takes the
game. I'm taking Houston.
Dude, Illinois looks way too good.
Bro, Illinois.
They're averaging 100.
Yeah, they're going nuts, bro. That freshman turned it up.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he turns it up every
And his
game.
Team is just going nuts.
They got that one big who's like 7'2", dude.
Yeah.
But Flemings?
Flemings is crazy.
Houston looks good, too. I don't know. It's you could, like, flip a coin on that one.
Flemings I'm taking H.
I think I want Houston.
I
over
think that would
Illinois.
Probably be the best game, the Houston-Illinois game.
Oh, we're not done yet. We got.
Who does Michigan play?
Four more. We got. Next, we got Michigan, Alabama. Okay, well, Michigan's going to win.
Yeah.
Alabama just
Alabama
lost their big.
Pulls an upset.
Wait, really? He got hurt?
No, he got arrested.
Bro, Bama just cannot ever have guys
no,
not
I know. He got arrested, and he can't play in March Madness. So I think Michigan – I think it's a close game first half, but I think Michigan's got too much firepower for Alabama to hang.
Yeah, I mean, Fylon's going to keep him in the game the first half, but he'll get tired.
Just like – I mean, every Michigan game. The first half is close. And then
every time. And then like the last like 12 minutes, the coach is like, all right.
They just go on a 20-0 run.
Yeah, let me start coaching. Let me pull the trap, and let me start running the
let me
double
start
Lundenberg
screen.
Yaxel Lundenberg is just way too tough.
Hey, Yaxel?
You ever
That's their
of?
Center?
No, he's there. He's like a forward guard type.
They're the guy that dunked on him?
Do you have them winning
yes,
the natty, though?
That? Bro, oh,
the,
my God.
The gather.
Oh, my God.
The gather step.
He
jam.
Was messing that game up. Wait, he had like, what, 25?
25, yeah. And he had like... 18 in the second half.
Yeah, he was going
tough.
Crazy.
He was the big 10 player.
Even Cadeau was playing well, I thought.
Elliot Cadeau was good.
He was hitting some good threes.
I mean, they got Mara, who's 7'2".
Yeah.
He got like a mean post hook.
Yeah.
It's just OP.
Yeah, they had no chance. Who were they? They were playing, what was it, Louisiana or
no,
St.
they were
Louis?
Playing St. Louis, which.
St. Louis low-key was hooping, though.
They were.
They
the
were
first
hooping.
Round and second round.
If he was, if that guy wasn't an idiot and tried to shoot over the big bro. Multiple different times, they would have yeah. won the game.
Yeah, but then they lost by like 30, so. No one really gave him a chance.
Yeah, that was sad.
All right, next. So we all got Michigan that game?
Yeah, I'm taking Michigan.
Michigan?
Michigan.
Yeah.
All right. UConn, Michigan State.
Michigan State.
Never bet against Izzo in March. Number one rule.
Michigan State.
Really?
I think we're going to have an all
Big
12.
Big 10.
Big 12, Big 10, Final Four. Whoever that may be.
We got.
You said
Michigan
State
versus UConn.
UConn.
I don't know how UConn made it this far, to be honest.
I think no. UConn's overrated.
I mean, Dan
they
Hurley's
are.
A good coach, though.
I can't name a player on UConn.
Not this year, at least.
Dan Hurley's good, but...
Did you guys watch the UConn-UCLA
Izzo's
game?
Izzo's also...
Yeah.
I did.
Oh, no, I didn't.
They call it, like, the like those coaches are both hotheads.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And
oh, my God.
Did Donovan Dent play well? I saw he wasn't playing that great.
Not really. He's kind of overrated, though.
Now
but
he is.
I think Michigan State wins just off of star power.
Yeah.
Like Cohen Carr.
I was
going to
say Cohen Carr. Is he starting this
Jeremy
year?
Fierce.
Jeremy Fierce, yes. That's the guy that's going to the league for them.
Yep.
Yeah,
I think they just
Michigan
win.
State.
I think they win not by a lot, but by a good amount.
I would agree.
All right. Iowa State versus Tennessee.
All right, it's the one.
I'm taking Tennessee.
The game.
Is that what they call it?
This is
the
call
game.
It. They're calling this the game.
As much as I want to go against Iowa State, I just think their defense is too good.
I'm taking Tennessee, dude.
Clamps, bro. Their defense is clamps.
You taking Tennessee?
Have?
Yes.
Wow.
TJ Otzelberger.
They doesn't want Iowa.
Love the man. Love the man. He's a Sweet 16 merchant. Been the Sweet 16 3 years
Thank you.
And hasn't made it past
the Iowa State coach.
Yes, he's a Sweet 16 merchant.
They always trash Iowa because we never make the Sweet 16.
You know why? Because after this, in the Sweet 16, it's not just defense anymore. You got to have a superstar. They don't have no ball. No one on that team can create offensively outside of Jefferson,
which is gone.
And he's a post player. And so when they go up against the teams that have all those bigs, bro, it's shut down. Like who would he have that game against where he went 2-for-17? Well, then they have like
Arizona.
They have a 7-footer, don't they?
Yep.
So,
but Killian Torre has been. He's really been balling.
He was balling, but even him, he can't really.
I know he's only a freshman too.
Because he's only a freshman, yeah.
Yeah, he's not creating off the dribble. He's just an athlete.
I don't know. I think
Bateman's kind of cooled down a little bit.
Oh my gosh!
Something's telling me Iowa State's gonna win this game.
Really? You think we make it to an Elite Eight?
I want them to win.
But really your road ends there, obviously.
I don't know, bro. If Michigan gets upset, do you have us going to a Final Four?
Wait, how would that work? Who would Iowa State play?
Don't they play Arkansas? If Arkansas wins, we would play Arkansas in the Elite Eight.
Arkansas versus Arizona.
I will say Iowa State has the best chance against Michigan.
Out of anyone?
Out of anybody.
Even
if Arizona? Jefferson's back. Yeah, because Arizona doesn't have that many bigs as Iowa does. Iowa has like 3 bigs with Jefferson in the
Iowa league. State.
Iowa State doesn't have any Iowa bigs State. That can guard Michigan's bigs.
I mean, they got Buchanan's pretty strong.
Buchanan, and then we got that Plata freshman, though.
Yeah, that really, really tall kid.
Yeah. Anyways, let's just focus on the Sweet 16, because I think Iowa State's going to win, and I'm an Iowa fan, so you're welcome.
I think Tennessee's going to win.
Wow.
I also had us losing in the first round of my bracket.
He has no belief. You had who losing?
Iowa State. Every time I pick them to go for, we always lose.
Why don't you just believe in your team for once?
I do believe in my team, but I just don't want to jinx us.
Hopes up? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so... Iowa State, and Tennessee. Okay, all right. We got one game left, and I hear
Nebraska.
They're calling it the game.
The game.
This is the game, folks.
They're calling it the game. Cornmageddon. Battle for the corn.
That's Iowa State, Kansas State. Come on, bro.
Listen, Iowa produces 2.8 billion. What?
Pounds?
Bushels?
Bushels, of corn. And Nebraska only does 2 billion. So if we're going off corn, Iowa wins.
I mean, Iowa is a powerhouse.
I do not want Iowa in the lead. I'm taking Nebraska.
See, this guy.
I'm taking Nebraska.
Who you got? Come on. Don't mess this up.
This is Wisconsin, correct?
No,
Iowa, Nebraska.
Iowa.
Take Nebraska.
Bro, Iowa's winning this game.
If Iowa just beat Florida, bro, with Benny Sturts playing Let me tell you my reasoning.
Yeah, let's hear it. Okay. Bennett Sturts has had 2 bad games in a row. Mm-hmm. 0-for-9 from 3 against Florida. We won the game. He had 6 assists and 14 points, whatever.
Zero turnovers. He played.
Zero turnovers.
Took the care of the ball.
But Nebraska versus Iowa, like 2 months ago, Iowa won by 6 points, I think. Sturts had 32 points. Mm-hmm. 32 points, and he was like 5-for-6 from 3 or something. If he plays like that, we're not losing.
Yeah, no way.
The thing is but with that.
And Nebraska.
The thing is if, though.
Yeah, but Nebraska, they don't have that guy.
Yeah, they don't.
Price Stanford can create, but
Sturts is the best player on the floor.
They have that guy.
Who?
Sam Hoiberg.
Oh my god. Sam Hoiberg, he's like the equivalent to like I'm trying to think of an NBA player who's like Sam Hoiberg. I can't.
That
guy,
that Huff guy for the Celtics?
Huff. Jay Huff.
He's on the Pacers, but but he can't dunk like Jay Huff. But Jay Tuff. I just think Iowa's better at 4 positions on the court.
The thing is with Iowa,
4?
I think they're better at 4 positions out of 5.
When Nebraska switched their game plan for that second game, what was that? Last game of the season, right?
Yep.
When they
that
were
went
in,
to overtime too.
Yeah.
In Nebraska.
What was the final?
You went to, right?
No, I went to the first one.
What was the final? Well, didn't Nebraska win by like 10?
No, I don't know actually. I think they won by
once they switched the game plan up after playing him the first time, they beat him. So playing him a third time.
Let's see.
They always say it's hard to. Well, the thing is, they split once though, so that means that kind of resets again, because now.
But also,
because now Iowa sees how do they beat us, and then Iowa also sees how they beat.
I also think.
So what were you gonna say about beating someone 3 times in a season?
Beating someone 3 times in a season is the hardest.
You can't do that.
Iowa State, Arizona, Final Four.
That's what I'm saying.
That's why Iowa State
has a. If you lose
to
a team twice, it's.
You can't beat a team 3 times in a row. Just like the Spurs and the Thunder.
Literally. It's no different.
The Spurs beat them twice, but they can't win the third time.
In high school, we lost to this team twice, and we beat them in the championship.
Are you being serious?
Yeah. You can't beat a team 3 times in a row. So it,
Iowa State,
that's
Arizona?
That's why I can go anyway.
Final Four.
Okay, sure.
If Jefferson comes back.
If Jefferson comes back.
That's why this game can go anyway.
Yeah, the fact that they split it, though, is what's kind
of
like.
This has never happened in the history of college basketball.
Yeah.
No, both these teams are haven't been great the past 20 years.
Nebraska's never won a tournament.
I'm including Iowa in that, okay?
Yeah, 27 years since the Sweet 16 for Iowa. And so never.
You were in one in 1999?
Yeah.
So oh, it is 27. Garza was
there.
Gosh.
When Luka Garza was there, y'all got upset, right?
Yeah, by
Richmond Spiders.
Richmond and Oregon the next year, which is all Fran McCaffrey's fault. I'm sorry, but it is. Hey, Ben McCollum is a better coach than Fred Hoiberg. I think we win this game.
Not true.
Not by I think it's like 63 to 57.
Last second shot by either one of the teams?
No.
Or he goes into foul trouble nonsense.
Dude, every game is just free throws now.
I hate it so much. I can't really watch. Once the clock hits 45 seconds, it's just a free throw nonsense.
Not even then. Like 10 minutes teams are in the bonus. Like,
well, because what is it? 5 fouls are in the bonus for college?
Yeah. The seven. Bonus,
one
seven.
Seven?
Yeah.
Oh, really? So you get more than the NBA.
It's just crazy. All right, Iowa Hawkeyes, you know who I got. Who you got?
I'm taking the Cornhuskers. I hate the state of Nebraska.
You got Iowa.
But I'm taking the Cornhuskers.
You got to go for Iowa, man.
Honestly,
I chose Iowa
Nebraska
State.
Nebraska is the worst state in America. So
everyone hates Nebraska.
You have to take Iowa over that, bro.
I don't see how anyone could pick Nebraska in this game.
I think
we have all the momentum in the whole tournament.
You do. I mean,
we just had the biggest upset in like 3 years.
I'm just concerned with Sturts though. It looked like he was genuinely like, purposely trying to lose. Like even his body language, bro. He didn't look like he even really cared too much. Like
I know.
Almost looked like he put a bet on Florida to win the game.
It was one of the worst games of his career.
Really was. Like,
but he had no turnovers.
0-for-9 from
and he had
three.
The game-winning assist.
He
kind
of had a turnover though because there was a pass. They put it to him. All he was backdoor cut, and he had it in his hands. And then he like low key purposely like. Threw it back and turned it over. But they didn't give him the turnover. They gave it to the guy who passed it to him.
But if you think about it, he like basically won us the game in a way because Florida was trying to foul.
He made the right play on that last
Florida
play.
Was trying to foul, but he just ran by everybody and passed it to the corner.
But he was settling for bad contested threes.
I know.
He wasn't attacking downhill.
That's kind of his game. Cause
he did get some free throws that were clutch.
Iowa's MO is just like waiting for a good shot. Sometimes they wait too long. And
so he shoots those shots a lot.
Yeah, but bad. He makes 40%.
Yeah, I know. He's a good shooter.
Yeah. But
Maybe he's just tired.
I think if he drops 20 points, they can win the game.
He needs at least 20. And it needs to be like efficient, not like 30%.
Right. I think if he drops 20 points and Banks has 15, we can win this game.
I'll be watching. I'm excited.
Oh, I'll be watching too. It's tomorrow at 6:30. That's so...
Actually, I will not be watching.
That's trash, bro. We should have got a Friday game. We should have got the Friday game.
Facts.
Friday games are fire.
They are.
So... Any Final Four predictions?
Final Four, I go Michigan, Iowa State.
Yep.
They can't happen.
Oh, they can't.
Oh, no.
They have to play each other in the Elite Eight.
Okay. Okay.
Who you got winning that game?
Michigan, Iowa State, if it happens.
Michigan. Sorry.
I'd take in Michigan.
Michigan's winning the championship.
Bro,
no, they're
Michigan's
not.
Size is just ridiculous, but they don't have as many shot creators. Like they're pretty equal as far as the shot creation is Michigan. I mean, Elliott Cadeau is a little bit better of a space creator, but I think they'll be able to neutralize him. So it's going to come down to who's shooting better in the paint. And if Jefferson is back. That's what I'm saying. Without Jefferson, I just don't see there's a possibility of you guys.
But if Jefferson's back.
If Jefferson's back, I say he still gets clamped by the 7-2. So yeah, Michigan's going to win.
The thing is with Jefferson is we move the ball more efficiently without him on the floor.
You got way more passing because Jefferson is kind of a shot chucker.
Yeah. He just throws it up.
He just does some nonsense.
Rich.
And it goes
some
in.
Teams need.
But you kind of need it, yeah. But without him, you guys do move better as an offense. But the scoring, it's just not a reliable scorer.
And there's, exactly. And there's also a big in the paint when he's there.
That's what I'm saying.
To stop the other bigs.
That's what I'm saying. So he kind of takes away the tension down low. And that's why I think Milan was able to get better shots. But he shot some pretty darn hard shots in that.
Every shot he takes
that first
is
half
contested.
Highly difficult. Yeah. Like he's like Michael Porter Jr. of
he makes it hard for himself, but they go in.
Bro, literally, if they just ran better plays for him, bro, he would have better setups. Yeah.
I mean, every time I think I see like him do that post fade from the baseline like 4 times a game.
The
bro,
Dirk
for
move,
no reason,
the Dirk.
Bro.
I know. There's like 40
for
seconds on the
he
shot
has
clock.
So much more time to back his man down and get like a way better shot. Bro.
But it low key goes in.
It'd be going in,
and it's tough.
In this way,
it's tough.
And he'll hit like a crazy like that 3-pointer he had off the screen.
Oh my god. Oh.
I was like, yo, this man. Is
dude, awesome. His shot just looks so pure.
It does.
He really follows through with that.
And he's pretty strong. He's not like a weakling.
No,
so he can play defense.
His freshman year was pretty weak, but
no. But his freshman year, he was better with the ball though.
Yeah,
I remember that game against Kansas. His freshman year, I think he had like 20 or something.
Yeah, That was his breakout
game.
That was how
I even discovered him.
That's how I found mommy, bro. That's what we call it.
Yo, pause.
Yeah. That's what we call it.
Technical.
You could go back and listen to our podcast from like 2 weeks ago when I said I was going to surprise some people.
You did say that.
I did say that.
Okay.
And then
okay,
I said Michigan's okay. going to win. So, like, I'm
he's
like,
he's not been wrong, but let's be fair, though. He is an Iowa fan. So, yeah. He was going to say that.
Yeah. They just beat the overall best team, no, I think.
Florida's not better than Michigan.
They were
playing offensively, but defensively, no.
No, but they were playing out of their minds before then.
Yeah. I think.
So.
I think
they just pulled up like that might be
no
the
that
upset
that's
of the
year. A crazy game. That was a crazy game. I can't take away anything from Iowa winning that game, but
if Iowa beats Nebraska, they would play Houston or Illinois.
You guys are getting smoked by either one.
Yes,
of those.
We lost to Illinois.
You're blessed.
Like,
you're blessed to be playing Nebraska. I'm not gonna lie.
We lost by like 20 to Illinois, and Houston, we just cannot hang with Houston.
No,
who's gonna guard Flemings, bro?
Who's gonna guard anyone?
Absolutely nobody.
Who's gonna guard anyone on Houston?
Yeah, so. Like I said,
Sturge would have to have 50.
Yeah, and it would have to be on like 12 for 15.
On some
three.
Demon stuff.
Yeah,
though. Like
he did some rituals.
Either way, our road. If our road doesn't end against Nebraska, it ends against one of those teams.
But Elite Eight run is fun to watch, though.
But I think if we lost against Nebraska, oh man, I cannot picture our season ending any worse than losing to Nebraska.
Imagine an Iowa State national championship.
Dude.
Bro, that would feed family.
The state of Iowa would not know what to do. There would not be enough beer.
Would you have to go to the game at that point if you're an Iowan?
You'd have to. Bush Light would not go out of business.
Yeah.
Bush Light. What? I'm telling you, bro.
Honestly, that would be so lit, bro.
It would be insane.
I was thinking about that the other day.
Like, what are the odds of that actually happening?
Honestly, just seeing Iowa State.
It's got to be less than like 5%.
Nah, just seeing Iowa this high.
Yeah. It's crazy. Both Iowa teams in the Sweet 16 is nuts.
I know.
Is that the only?
That's the only time it's ever happened, right?
Is that the only? What other state has had multiple teams?
Michigan this year.
You're right.
Michigan and Michigan State make it a lot, actually.
Yeah,
we've had all of our really public good. Universities.
Also, Carolina has Duke and North Carolina.
Oh, that's right. Is Duke South Carolina? Or they're North Carolina also?
I think they're North Carolina. I think both teams are in North Carolina.
Okay.
Because they're like 20 minutes from each other.
They're like rivals.
Yeah, they're in a triangle with UNC, Duke, and UNC State. NC State.
NC State. Yeah.
Oh, North Carolina State.
Yeah, they're in like a weird pyramid.
So it happens more than
60,000 kids in just like a 5 mile radius.
It happens more than you think with both teams going, I think.
No, I believe it does. That does make sense.
Like Texas.
But like from a Midwestern state like us?
Yeah, but like for a state like this, probably.
Oh, yeah. The Midwest is going crazy right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, like 10 of the teams are in the Midwest. Iowa, Nebraska, Arkansas. Is Arkansas Midwest?
Like, it's just rare for Colorado.
They're in the South, but you could include them.
Iowa, Nebraska, Arkansas, Illinois, Michigan, Michigan State.
Michigan's considered Midwest.
Iowa State.
Yeah, they're up past Illinois.
Eight of the teams.
Michigan low-key kind of east. I'm saying
Michigan's
east more than it is
Michigan's
Midwest.
Come on. So eight of the teams out of the 16 are from the Midwest.
Okay.
And this is a very generous calling of the Midwest, by the way.
Well,
we're saying Arkansas is Midwest. So.
I had no idea where St. John's was until like 2 weeks ago.
New York.
It's New York. I know that.
Isn't it in Queens?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's why they got all the ballers, bro.
Yep.
No. They got in, what's that park that LeBron always went to?
Rucker,
bro.
That's where Kevin Durant be having.
That's where the ballers are, yeah, Rucker. Bro. I don't know where that is.
It's in Queens or it's in New Jersey.
If you look at Rick Pitino, you're like, oh yeah, he's in New York.
Oh yeah, that's the epitome of New York right there.
I didn't know where Purdue was until last year.
Rick Pitino,
really?
Oh, Purdue is also in the Midwest.
Yeah.
So that's 9 teams.
Yeah, because where are they at? Indiana.
Yeah. Indiana.
Okay, so yeah, that's.
Indiana's probably had a lot of Sweet 16s too, because Indiana and Purdue.
Yeah, facts. I agree. Because Indiana used to be good at.
Indiana's
basketball.
Relevant now.
Yeah, they're the
football.
Last team to go undefeated.
Now they're football.
Yeah, somehow, some way. They'll probably never win a championship again, though.
Indiana?
Yeah.
Oh, they'll win many championships.
What? In football or basketball? What are you talking about?
Football. Because they got Mark Cuban as their donor. He's a huge donor.
They just extended Cincinnati, didn't he?
Yeah.
Well, they're going to lose a lot of their guys this year.
What, to the draft?
Yeah.
Yeah, but everyone wants to go play for Cincinnati now.
Really? Is he like that?
Dude, he's the best coach in college football.
Well, that's fair.
All right.
Iowa State, Indiana.
But is he the best recruiter, though? People really like him like that. That's what I'm saying.
You guys got anything else?
I think I just want everybody to know that Sturts lost draft stock after that game.
Yep.
But he's going to gain draft stock.
If he doesn't beat Nebraska, bro, he's a second round pick if he's lucky.
If he beats Nebraska, though.
If he beats Nebraska, he's back
top
in the
20.
First. He's back in the first round, yeah.
Top 20.
Top 27.
Got anything for us?
Arizona can't do it.
Okay. Nice.
They're on the opposite side of that line.
So I think we should come back and do one on after the next two rounds.
Okay.
See if we were right.
Yep.
Facts.
All right. Well, catch us in Building 1, 218B, if you guys have any questions. And we will catch you next time. Peace out.
Peace.